Blog Talk Radio.
Eradicate from your mind.
All right, true worshipers. Time to forget about all the trouble the devil's brought in our life. Give it over to God. Yeah. I want you to know right now it's this time.
We gotta give him praise.
Let everybody worship.
Come on.
The Lord.
Let's worship.
Oh, come on, saints. He's worthy.
Everything,
all the
pain,
all the
pain,
suffering,
that your troubles may
be worthy of the glory,
giving the praise,
yeah.
Oh, together we can, yes, we can.
Oh,
worship the Lord. I don't know about you, but it has shown up good to me.
Troubles come,
just hold on. Got some change in hand.
You might have fought some trials. You might have fought some tribulations here this morning. You might be a little weary, but I came to tell you.
Welcome to Passion for Christ, a spiritually enlightening call-in internet radio broadcast of the Grace View Church of Christ in beautiful Anderson, South Carolina, with Minister Brian C. Jones. The Grace View Church of Christ in Anderson meets at 918 West Whitner Street at 10 a.m. each Sunday morning for life-changing worship service and 7 p.m. each Thursday for life transformation Bible study. Saturate your soul with encouraging biblical sermons, morning devotions, dating tips, a cappella concerts, and congregational singing by visiting us on YouTube at www.youtube.com/GraceViewSC or call us anytime at 864-332-7572 for information about the Grace View Church of Christ, Passion for Christ Radio, or any of its other ministries. If you or someone you know has been blessed by this broadcast and would like to donate financial resources to ensure the continuation of Passion for Christ Radio and Passion for Christ television broadcast, you may give a tax-deductible donation online at www.graceviewcoc.com by clicking on the Donate tab. If you have a question or a prayer request, please dial number 1 on your telephone, and when the last 4 digits of your telephone number has been called, state your name, question, or prayer request. You can also email us at graceviewcoc@gmail.com for questions or other information. Now stay tuned as Minister Brian C. Jones gives a practical biblical lesson from principles in the Word of God tonight.
Good evening again and welcome to Passion for Christ. I'm your host, Brian C. Jones, minister of the Grace View Church of Christ here in beautiful Anderson, South Carolina. And once again, I'm absolutely elated to be with you on this evening. I want to personally thank all of you who are listening with us on Passion for Christ tonight. I want to thank you for your presence. I want to thank you for listening. I want to thank you for promoting these kind of ministries that we're trying to do simply to help people. This is not about me. This is not about you. This is about God. And we're trying to help people. If we ever needed a day of encouragement, it would be today. If we ever needed a day where people are distributing love, it would be today and every day. So this is about love. This is about God. And this is about the Word of God, which is able to save our souls and give us hope and encouragement of a better day to come. We have been discussing some powerful principles of promotion. Text 5 people right now. Put out a post on Facebook or Instagram. Let them know that Passion for Christ is on and they need to jump on right now if they want to get a blessing from the Word of God. So we've been discussing these principles. Turn your Bibles to 1 Samuel 17. I'll read a few verses into your hearing. Call somebody on three-way right now. Tell them Passion for Christ is on. We've been discussing the life of David after David was anointed, and I want to give you a few powerful points from this passage that will be paramount and potent to your potential faith and your potential elevation. That's a lot of P words. Verse number 38 says, Then 1 Samuel 17 and verse number 38. Then Saul, I want to slow this down so you can get this. Then Saul clothed David with his garments and put a bronze helmet on his head, and he clothed him with armor. The Bible says that David girded his sword over his armor and tried to walk, for he had not tested them. So David said to Saul, I cannot go with these, for I have not tested them. And David took them off. I want you to know that I find it interesting in this narratological experience that Saul, who was the king, who had previously in the adjoining verses spoke negativity into David's spirit about David's ability to be victorious over the giant. Saul told David that you cannot win. He told David in verse number 33, you're not able to go against this Philistine. So I find it interesting that the man who had no faith in David is now trying to tell David what to put on to go to war when he himself is scared to fight the Philistine, the giant Goliath. And now he's trying to tell David what to put on. Isn't it interesting that the people who don't have any faith to fight want to tell you how to fight? I wish I had a witness on tonight. Because he tried to clothe him with what he was accustomed to fighting with. But this is the same person who spoke negativity into David's spirit about the potential outcome in terms of David being victorious over the giant Goliath. And what I want to do tonight is give you a powerful principle of promotion that will propel you to get to the place that God wants you to be. Here it is. You have to stop letting people who don't have no faith tell you what to do. Because this man did not have any faith, but he wanted to tell David how to fight. And so what we need to understand is, what we clearly need to understand is that David had so much wisdom. He had so much wisdom to understand that he need not do what Saul told him to do. And you need to stop trying to defeat your giants with methods that do not work. David was wise enough to realize that he had on something that was hindering his movement. And he was wise enough to realize that when he tried to do what Saul told him to do. Now, I just read to you where you saw clearly that David tried to walk with the clothes and the armor that he had not yet tested. And when you're trying to do things because other people told you that it works and you have not tested them yourself, then you will then not have any confidence that those same methods could work for you. So when David tried the method that Saul gave him, he realized that that particular method was hindering his movement. And I need to tell somebody on tonight that you need to stop doing methods that do not work. If you are making the same amount of money on your job, if you have the same attitude that you had last week, and if you are at the same place in your marriage and your relationship and you've been trying to get better, obviously somewhere, somehow you are doing a method that is outdated and does not work for you because that method is hindering your movement. And can I tell you on tonight, and thank you so much for listening to Passion for Christ. We have people all over the country every week listening with us. God bless you for being with us. But let me speak into your spirit tonight. You may have to leave some friends behind that are hindering your movement. Now notice what David did. He was smart. He had so much wisdom. The Bible says in 1 Samuel 17 and verse number 39 that David girded his sword over his armor and tried to walk, for he had not tested them. Now notice the wisdom of David. So David said to Saul, I cannot go with these, for I have not tested them. And David took them off. There's some people in your life that you need to have enough wisdom to realize you can't go to heaven with them. There's some people on your job you need to say you can't get promoted with them. There's some attitudes and some mindset that you have that are absolutely not spiritual, and you need to tell yourself, I cannot get elevated by God with these. There's some time in your life that everybody needs to recognize and realize that you have some destructive mechanisms that are placed in your life by people, problems, places, and predicaments, and sometimes particularly by the enemy, that you have to have enough wisdom to realize that these things are hindering your forward progress and your movement, and you cannot go with these. You are going by some untested methods that you've never tried before, that have never worked for you, and it's hindering your movement. And you have to be wise enough, like David, and say, David took them off. There's some attitudes when you go back to work tomorrow that you need to take off right now tonight. There's some mentality that you have that you cannot do it, that you need to take off tonight. There's a spirit of negativity that you have when you're around certain people that you need to take that off tonight. There's some methods and some systems that have not worked for you, that somebody else who don't even go to church, have no relationship with Christ, have never had any faith, that you have listened to, that they have perpetuated to you. You have bought into it and tried to use those things. They have not worked for you. You need to take those methods off. Tonight, you need to take them off. Remove whatever it is that's hindering your progress, your forward movement. Otherwise, you're going to be stuck. And David said, I cannot go with these. Have you ever tried to do something that somebody told you? It could have been a diet. It could have been a pill. Somebody said, I want you to take this vitamin because this vitamin worked for me, and it did this for me. But when you tried it, man, it didn't work with you. I'm going to be honest with you. There's some colognes. There's some brothers, some cool brothers that I know that have tried. Man, it smelled good on them. When I got that cologne, man, it didn't smell good on me like it smelled good on them. So I couldn't go with that because my system, my body is a little bit different than theirs. And I got some colognes that maybe they can't wear because it doesn't mesh with their system. I said all that to say we have to have enough spiritual wisdom to know that God is ready to promote us whenever he sees that we are displaying the kind of spiritual characteristics that we need to defeat the giants that we have in our lives. God has given us what we need already. If you have a relationship with God through Jesus Christ, God is not hindering us. And whatever your giant is, it could be the reason why you hadn't got the house, you have not got the car, you have not been able to position your children in the way that you know you can position them. It could be that the relationship or the marriage is not growing the way it could be, is because you have tried some destructive methods that are simply not working. And when something is not working, common sense says try something different that has proven before that it works. Can I tell you that as I wrap this lesson up tonight, that David had already possessed all, particularly what he needed for the most part, to defeat his giant. I want you to notice this in the text, and I wish I had more time tonight, but I got to let you go. I got to get out of here tonight. The Bible says in verse number 40, he took his stick in his hand. So obviously he had a stick in his hand. That's what shepherds did. And chose for himself 5 smooth stones from the brook. I want to express to you how David optically was aware of his surroundings. Can I tell you that a lot of times that God has already positioned and given us the resources that we need to get elevated to defeat the giants in our lives? David did not have to go far to find what he needed to defeat this giant. You know why? Because the Bible says that he chose for himself 5 smooth stones from the brook. Obviously, the brook was close. Obviously, David was observative and optically saw that there were some stones that he could use. He already had a stick in his hand. And then the Bible says in verse number 40, and put them in the shepherd's bag, which he had. As a shepherd, he had a stick. He had a bag. All right? So he took the stones that he saw that were already there in terms of resources, placed them in his bag, and the Bible says even in his pouch, and his sling in his hand. So David has a little slingshot already. So sometimes when it's time to defeat our giants, we need, and the Bible says then, I don't want to leave this out, and he approached the Philistine. That's all I got for you tonight. Now I want you to notice this. Sometimes God has already given you the smarts, the intellectual property, the intellectual ability, the power, the knowledge, the wisdom that you need to defeat your giants. It's already there. And sometimes I think we try to recreate the wheel instead of using what God has already given us. All we need to do is trust that if God has already given us, this is what I have, this is where I'm at in my life, I'm going to trust God to help me get over the hump. I'm going to trust God to help me defeat my giant. I'm not going to look all over the world and can't find nothing. I'm going to use what God has already given me the ability to have in terms of resources, in terms of my intellectual property, in terms of my experience, in terms of my skills, in terms of all the things that God has blessed me to do up until this point. And I'm going to trust God to deliver me from my giants by utilizing what he's already given me. I don't have to use methods that other people have told me to try, but just do not work for me that have hindered my forward progress. And we just believe if you wanted a powerful principle of promotion tonight, it would simply be stop trying to defeat your giants using methods that do not work. What you have to do is realize intellectually that you cannot defeat your giant with these. You need to remove them, take them off, and realize that those methods have not been tested, just like David. And you need to use what you got, because God has already given you enough. You don't have to have what I have. I don't have to have what you have, because you and I both have been given enough by God. I feel like shouting right now, because when you realize how good God has been to you, beloved, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, when you realize how good he has been, God has always blessed you. God has always cared for you. God has always loved you. And when you look back at your life, you can see how loved you are by God. God has given you enough. The cool thing is he wants to give you more. You got some giants in front of you. They can be defeated. But you got to make sure you trust God to deliver you with the methods that you're comfortable with, the methods that you know you could use, the methods that have been proven before to be successful where God has delivered you. We just believe if you got a giant, he can do it for you again with those same ways. God bless you on tonight. If you have a prayer request, we'd love to pray for you right now. Dial number one on your phone, and when the last four digits of your number has been called, state the name and the need of the person to whom you're requesting prayers for. Thank you for listening to Passion for Christ, a radio broadcast of the Grace Free Church of Christ on tonight. God bless you.
Caller ending in 3964, you're on the air live now. State your prayer request at this time, please.
Yes, this is Sister Pam, and thank you so much for the message tonight. First of all, thanking God for his many blessings that he's given my family, especially working our transportation issues. Pray that we will just keep him first in all that we do, and asking you all to just continue to pray for my daughter Kennedy and her health, and my husband and my daughter Jayla as well as their health. Pray that God will help us to figure out what's going on with Jayla, and we're think it may be her diabetes is kicking in, because that's what my husband's family has. Also pray for my mom and my dad, and pray for me that I will just continue to stay on the battlefield for Christ and do all those things that are pleasing and acceptable unto him. And also pray for my children at school, and pray that God will just continue to give me guidance. Thank you.
We certainly will do that, Sister Pam. We thank you for tuning in tonight. We keep you and your family in our continued prayers. God bless you tonight. Caller ending in 8952, you're on the air live now. State your prayer request at this time, please.
Yes, good afternoon, everyone. Wonderful, wonderful topic, wonderful lesson. Well taken. Please, this is Sister Pam, so please pray for me that God will just hold my hand, lead me and guide me, help me to utilize what I have to get to where I need. and get the resources also that I need to be successful. The devil has really been trying to work and destroy what I had and trying to take what I have. Nevertheless, I know God is awesome, so please pray for me that I will get what I need in order to get to where I need to be. And I'm just thanking God. I'm just thanking him for my victory in advance. Also pray for my overall health. Rita Arbuckle. She has been through a lot, and she's feeling depressed now. So please pray that she'll be uplifted after her surgeries and different things of that nature. Well, she had surgeries already, and she's out of work, and she's wondering how she's going to pay her bills and take care of different things. So please lift her up in prayer that God will work everything out for her. And I just thank her for the message.
All right. Thank you so much for calling in tonight. I didn't catch your name, but God knows it, and we thank God for you. And we'll keep you and all those other people that you mentioned in prayer as well. God bless you, and thank you for tuning in. Make sure you tune in next week and invite five of your friends to get blessed as well. Caller ending in 0114, you're on the air live now. State your prayer request at this time, please.
Good evening, Brother Jones. This is Sister Smith. Just want to thank you so much for the message. Ask continued prayer for the Church of Christ. Ask continued prayer for all the ones that traveled to Jackson, Mississippi, that they'll have an awesome, awesome lectureship, and continue to pray for our youth. And her name was Ayanna Kansler. Thank you, brother.
Kansler. Okay. Thank you, Sister Smith. We'll certainly keep those who have traveled to the lectureship and in prayers, the youth and the churches of Christ. It is approximately 9:22. We've held you too long tonight. We just thank all of you for tuning in to Passion for Christ. Do me a favor. If you believe that this information could help somebody else, why don't you get the link, the archive link, and why don't you send this link, this lesson, to somebody else who could benefit from it? I just believe that everybody that's listening with us on Passion for Christ has a giant or two, and we all need to slay our giants and have the confidence and the faith to do so. We just believe in these powerful principles of promotion that we could do. So I want to thank Sister Chancellor for just thanking God in advance. That was beautiful. We need to make sure we do that, because if you really believe God is going to deliver you, why don't you go ahead and start thanking him now? I think in the game of American football, in the NFL, they call that excessive celebration. And I think we need to go ahead and celebrate before we even get in the end zone. I can remember Deion Sanders would be high-stepping before he even touched the end zone line, because he was celebrating before he even got the touchdown. And if you just believe that God is going to give you a touchdown in your life, a touchdown in your marriage, a touchdown in your finances, a touchdown in your faith, just go ahead and start praising him right now. Let's go ahead and go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father God, we thank you in advance. We thank you for blessing every marriage tonight. We thank you for blessing every person on this call tonight. We thank you for every financial blessing you're going to do for everybody that's listening. We thank you for every health blessing you're going to give for everybody that's sick and need a healing. We thank you for every loved one that we have heard about tonight that needs prayers, Lord, that you will heal them. You'll bless them with whatever they need for when they need it, and that you'll just be with all of us who are on this broadcast tonight who has a giant, and that, Lord, you'll give us the understanding that all we have to do is use what you've already given us, because you are the master at providing the resources. If we just look around, just like David, we'll find five smooth stones to kill our giant. We'll find some money. We'll find some people. We'll find some things, because you're just that kind of God. And, oh, God, we thank you for who you are, sending your son Jesus to die for wretches like us. We just pray that you just bless Sister Chancellor tonight and her friends, and we thank you for her praise, that she prays you in advance, oh God, and that you bless Sister Pam, you bless Sister Smith, and you just bless everybody that tune in tonight, Lord, that we will just step up and we'll realize and have the wisdom to know that there's just certain things, certain methods that we cannot use, that we have used before, that absolutely do not work, and that we could use what you're going to give us so that we can slay our giants. It's in Jesus' name. We love him. We love you. We love the Holy Ghost. And we thank you for all you've done. And we praise your holy name in advance. And all the people of God said tonight, amen.
Walking in sunlight,
yeah, yeah.
All of my journey, oh,
over the mountain, oh,
over the mountain,
through
the deep end,
yeah. Don't you know that Jesus has said, I, well, the Lord said, I'll never leave you. That's a promise,
divine
word, promise that never can fail.
The Grace View Church of Christ would like to thank each person on this call tonight for your attention to this most important matter of salvation and for extending your prayer request to God as well. We pray that the biblical principles from God's Word tonight have helped you understand who God is and what He would have us to do. Join us next week and persuade someone new to join us as we discuss the wisdom in the Word of God on Passion for Christ at 9 p.m. with Minister Brian C. Jones, in keeping with the mandate given in Mark chapter 16, verse 15 and 16, to his disciples by Jesus Christ. We urge you to go into the world and preach the gospel to all creation. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. May God bless you and have a blessed night.